Sure, your test was continued. Dal Cheshvan Hitoshim and Bays, November 1st, 1981, on Sunday. Continue.
Because that will be conducive to the demoralization of Jewish women. Just as Gemara says in Ksuvos here, when Gemara asks, so the Gemara says, So what does it mean, Ikeputes? Because of that, Beis Din does not make a declaration that Einus Ishore, even though I'll put in Einus Ishore. Why? Because it will be conducive to immersion. So because of the possibility of Mesisroel new princes Barayis, if Beis Din will always pass him Tamil for Marumo every edict. So we'll make such demand upon Mesisroel, so it will be conducive. So it will be conducive to the moralization of Mesisroel. So the Chachomim were misaki that Beis Din should, when they are asked, so Beis Din has to pass him. Yomus, how can the Chachamim do that? If Midrash say he's not mechuyet to Mesa Nefesh, so he's not with us, so then the woman herself should be Viram Lisamta Dam Reacho, because she doesn't save the man who otherwise will die. The answer is Yeshvia with Chachamim Lakadon Matero. So the Akire, the Takonis Chachamim, according to the Rambam, was only that Beis Din should be passed in, not that it's Yoyoyam. Anyway, so we see that the Rambam Shite is that there is no halacha of Abisrael. And Teisa Shite is also that there is no halacha of Abisrael. But from the Balamoyer, it's mashma that he agrees with the Rambam Shite, that not only an Abrizore and the Arayas themselves, there is halacha of Yoyoyam, but even on the Abisrael of Avrizore, and Abisrael Yahweh, the Arayas, is also Yahweh. Rabbi Yehne mentions Abisrael Shechidonim also, Rabbi Yehne, but Rambam doesn't mention it. I mean, no, the Torah doesn't mention it. Rabbi Yehne is the only one who mentions it. And that's Malmut Nechavir Rabbi. So Rabbi Yehne passes that if an Anos will tell a Jew, now you will be Malbint Nechavir Rabbi, just like that, just in souls. Another Jew, an Anos will force Reuven to be Malbint Nechimim Rabbi, otherwise he'll kill Reuven. So Rabbi Yehne passes in Shari Tshuve, in his Perush and Pirkei Avos, that it's Yehoreh Lo Yavo. The same halacha is in Yisrapi Matzah Shecho. So Ozel Sunke Vos Echivre. So it's the Avak of Shechidomim. It's Abisrael Shechidomim. So Memele, there is Yehoreh Yavo. But the Rambam doesn't mention that halacha. The Torah doesn't mention that halacha. The Mechaber, the Ramor don't mention that halacha. I only know Rabbi Yehne, he's the only one. But there is a Gemara. The Gemara says, Nazor, in Bavitzia, Neach le'odom, she'yapir es atzmi l'kif she'ne'ish, val yalbin k'ne chaveri barabi. Val yalbin k'ne chaveri barabi. So we learn it out from Tomo. So Tomo did not want to insult Yehudi. So she mentioned certain simoni. So why? Because it was a question of saving a life. So the Gemara says, Neach le'odom, she'yapir atzmi l'sechif she'ne'ish, val yalbin k'ne chaveri barabi. So then, Tinsves, and that's a Gemara in Bavitzia, it's also a Gemara in Sefer. So basically, isn't there the kashe, why doesn't the Gemara in Sanhedrin mention that? So basically, it gives a very strange direction, because that is not Miforish Bateiro. That is not Miforish Bateiro, that it's Yoi or Yahweh. We learn it out from Tomo. So what does this mean? So I think that the Pshat in Tesis is not like Hamanyeh, that there is no union of Yoi or Yahweh. But we learn out from Tomo that there is a Midasasiris. Like this we should say, if not through the Alfuse of Tomo, so one would say that if a person is forced, you know, to be mounted in Chavir Barabi, and otherwise he'll be killed, so if he lets himself be killed, he's not an Asmodas. So it's a Raya from Tomo. Tomo did it. She risked her life, and she didn't want to spell out and mention the facts explicitly, but in order not to embarrass Yehudi, not to insult him, humiliating the rabbi. So from that we learn out that there is a heter, there is a midas chassides, there is a midas chassides seeming to be misanefesh. But not that there is yoyoyo. So, what is it? Ram doesn't mention it altogether.
No, we know there's no midas chassides.
Well, I don't know. Maybe in regard to Mordechai Chavir the rabbi, so the Ram will be made it. Because the Gemara says, Neach Lelon, the Gemara doesn't say, Chayev Odo, Lahapi Latzmei Nisich Kipshin Aish, Val Yal Mipni Chavir the rabbi. And then, as a matter of fact, Daskin Balatises, and Chumash, mentions the name of Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. I mean, the question is, how did Yehuda say, who is Yehuda HaChosid? She was not the quick prayer, what did she do? So, we mentioned it, there is a medresh, Bidishol Shem, so Baskin, but that is very difficult. Baskin, Shezim, so is, first of all, it was before Matan Torah. And after Matan Torah, so what does it mean, Baskin? In other words, if she was Nahusa, but she was not a Nahusa, is a Meshishish, but she was a Knuye. Her husband died. So the two husbands died. So she was a Knuye Ligamle. So why did Yehuda try to mete out capital punishment against Tomo? I mean, this is very strange. So that's Ken Balatesis as the Kashe and Parsha Vayishe, and that's Ken Balatesis mentions one Rishon who says, Bez Makilech, and Yehuda was like a Melech, he was. So that was his special Elasha. Then he says, Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid iterates that it's not Chas V'Sholem, and then many of the Meforshim, Rishayim, mention that it's not that Yehuda wanted her to be burned mamish, but as a mark of shame, so Yehuda wanted to burn out a certain spot in her roof as a mark of shame in order to deter other women from snus, but it wasn't to it's not that Yehuda really tried to execute Tomo. So when the Gemara says Neach, according to that pshat of Vila Chosin, so when the Gemara says Neach v'lodom shiato atzmi sechdip shna eish v'al yal p'nei chavir v'rabim, does not necessarily mean mamish yato atzmi sechdip shna eish, to be burned to death. In other words, to undergo pain in order to avoid embarrassing somebody. Anyway, Rabbi Yehuda is the only one who says that Amal Mifnei Chavir Barabi is Yad Yahweh. And even the Chofetz Chaim, when he talks about the gravity of the Avirah, of being Mivayish, a person, so he mentions the number of Lavim, but he doesn't mention that it's Yod or Yahweh. In regard to other things, so Chofetz Chaim mentions it's Yod or Yahweh, even though it involves the Machlokes Lashem. But in regard to Maun Mechavir Rabin, so whenever the Chofetz Chaim talks about the seriousness of the Avirah, he doesn't say it's Yod or Yahweh. Why? Because Rabin Yehuda is is a Yochid. All the other Rishonim Machin Kabbalah. The only Rishi who says that I'm Malm Rabbeinu Barabi, so is Yochid. Anyway, he got off the tangent. But the Balamoyer says the Varifuye de Chisrabi Mazashiro, loving the Dabri Zoro. Elohim Nahuya would be Salim. But the Ochay is Rabbi Menno, after the Ripuni Foshes, to him a Hiroshi Bisakone, the Zorima Shi Bisakone. They, so the Baboya Shite is that Abisraya Dabri Zoro, the Arias, there is a Loch of Yodayam. They, the Hushen was a name of Bishahas. The Omu Chachoni, Yomus Valtami with one of Arumo, Yomus Valtisaperim and Achille Agedea, how may a few mehanoi a portable hood, Amrino Yomus Valyab, Vim Tema, Dil Meshano Hosom with a Kanteu? This is what the Rishayim who reject the whole concept of Abisrael Abizore and Abisrael Arayes. So they say, they are it with the special takone, where Ibnis Yisroel puts it barayis, where Ibnis Yisroel have care, so Ibnis Yisroel puts it barayis, how would tiny lesson? El mandoma pnuyo iso, el mandoma rishishisho iso, bilo abo chename, kim di matzele hanoye meervo, am vino yomus vau yehene, visho ish aveli salomu shi iskarno dinon shom, kmo ishi kosavu, usho aveli shebeseicho, shaloi mishas hashmai, ובצינו יד ובליורי, יחסי וחי בהם ולא יש יום את זה. So, it's much more from the washing of the Balamoyer, that in so far, it's much more from the washing of the Balamoyer, that in regard to Abizori, Gilaraya, Shukhazomi, וחי בהם does not apply to these three cardinal Averes. וחי בהם applies to all other Averes of the Torah. But not to the three cardinal averes of Avrizoi, Gilarais, Shurdam. Because he says, first of all, he says that the three averes, even the Abisrael of these averes, so he's Bechuyev to be Mesanefesh himself, and he mentions the Rayet from Bechon Yisrael Kutmat Hashero, and from Yomus Valtamil Yufon of Arumo, Yomus Valtamil Machira Gedea, and then he says, Mashiik in other averes. So if Shaloi Bishas Hashma, or even Bishas Hashma, if it's Shaloi Bishas Hashma, and even if it's Mishav La'avire, but if it's in another Paresia, it's Yavu La'yori, why Dichsi V'chai Ben Roshi Omuzben? So how about Abizor Yil Arayz Shkodami? So the answer is, V'chai Ben Roshi Omuzben does not apply to Abizor Yil Arayz Shkodami. That's how it's mashed. All right, so we have to keep that in mind. So he says, only other Averes is Yavu Al-Yorik, because of the Chayveh. The implication being that relative to Abizor Yil-Arayis Shkodami, the Chayvehem has no bearing, because the Chayvehem does not apply to Abizor Yil-Arayis Shkodami. Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, all other Averes, but Pikuach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Averes of Abizor Yil-Arayis Shkodami. Va'av agav din Chavin Anochi Lahadu Yisrael, אבל בשעת השמד, אפילו בציני, אינם בפרסיה, אף שלוי בשעת השמד, אפילו מצווקה לא יאוי ואו יאוי. ואני מילה כולה דיקומחד אין אנוכי להעביר לישראל, אבל אנס עצמי, לא ישנה הוכה ולא ישנה הוכה שוי, דו אסתר דוערה יסעד, ופרסיה, ואפילו הוכה מותר, ואנוס עצמי. So he says, but, if the Anos is Mishavim Anos Atzmei, then it's Muter, even if it is Bifaresi. Not Emre de Esther Yularayi, sabe? And then he says, Avol Anos Atzmei, lo ishne hoche, lo ishne hoche shove. Do Esther Yularayi, sabe? Ufaresi, sabe? Vakul hoche Muter Anos Atzmei. So the Balamoyer now is saying, the deep Marais itself. So, if the Anos is Mishavel Anos Atzmei, so then it's Yavel Valyorik. If Marais itself. Now, that seems to be inconsistent with what the Balamoyer implied just before. He said that Shorabeves, so if it's Shorish Hashmat, So then it's yalo vayoyik. Why? Because the Torah says v'chayim. How about avizore? The answer is, so obviously the answer is, v'chayim doesn't apply to avizore. V'chayim doesn't apply to arayis. So, monikshah, if v'chayim doesn't apply to avizore, doesn't apply to arayis, why does he say that even by arayis itself, if the anus is mishavim, la'anus atzmei, so there, it is yalo vayoyik. But why is it yalo vayoyik? If Pikuach Nefesh is Nadeich of Yisraelis, so what difference does it make whether the Anos is Mishavel Abirei or the Anos is Mishavel Anasatz? So that's very difficult. So he says, Do Esther Gila Arayis Hav, Ufares Yav, Vatu Hoche Mutal Anasatz Mon, Umino Teimre, De Esther Gila Arayis Hav, How do we know that by Esther it involved in Israel of Arayis? Maybe by Esther it involved only Shorabei Reis? Do Amrinun Hosom, Mikocha Mordechai, Will Mivas, Al Tikho Mivas, Al Mibayis, the Gemore, in Gilead, at this word. In other words, that Esther was married to Mordechai, so Esther was an Ishishish. Vichei Namek Vatil Diminke, the Adlo, the Pauchebol, the Nure, Shubeis Abinzore, Shorel Amasatzmon, Vatil Bishasashmar. So that's the raya of the Balakoy here, that even by the Gimel Averis, if the Anos is Mishavim, Lanos Atzmei, so then there is no Din of Yod Voyavim. Why? Because Gimel says, Hanifak in the Minki. So in other words, the Amroim in Bobel lived under the rule of the Persians, pagans, and they had this, and they worshipped the fire. The Persian pagans worshipped the fire. So there were certain days when all the candles and all the shemen had to be given away to their churches. So the Gemara says, if the Malchus decrees that every Jew should give away the candles to their churches, and they worship the Arizona, the fire that way. That was the Derech Avidoso. So then they don't have to be misanephes themselves. So the Mahamoya has the Kashi, but there is Alochi of Yom Yavir and Avizore, not only an Avizore itself, but Avisrael Avizore. So accommodating a package with Avizore to make it easy for him to worship his idol, so that is Abisrael Abizore. So there should be Misiras Nefesh. So why does the Gemara say that it's Yahweh of the Aliore? So that's a raya, that even by the three Averes themselves, if the Anos is Mishav Lanos Atzmei, the Anos is not Mishavim Lavir, Haviras Israel, so it's Yahweh Aliore. So true, accommodating the Akum with his Avizore is Abisrael Avizore, but inasmuch as the Anos so was not Mishavim to be Mavir, the Jews and the Torah, they were Mishavim Anos Atzmo. In other words, they wanted to worship their idols according to their conscience. So that's Mishavim Anos Atzmei. That's not Mishavim Avile. So in Mele, there is no Yodiyah. So the Rambam says, assuming that there is a loche of Abisraya de Arayes, so Atashero is Abisraya de Arayes, Atashero is Abisraya de Abizore. It's a love of Lidobi Yotrum Nachirem. But accommodating and Yehovim with his Abizore, that's a general self with Nivea. That's not Abisraya. The Abizore, Abizraya de Abizore is an Israel that is linked to Abizore. It's a permanent Abizore. It's peculiar to Abizore, like the love of Yidobi Yotom Nachirem. But helping an Yidobi to be in Abizore, or even helping a Jew to be in Abizore, what Israel will be in there? A general Israel of Lithuania. If a Jew will be an accomplice In the bit of the Shabbos of another Jew, you be able to live there. If a Jew will give a Kisiyah and Lozer, you be able to live there. If a Jew will help a Jew and Shumet with that result, so then you be able to live there. So there is no special Isser that is linked to that result. It's a general Isser. Now, so just as there is no Isser as Nefesh, and if Yiver for Chil Shabbos, why should there be Miseres Nefesh? And if Yiver for Avri Zore? So the Ramban refutes the Balamoya's right. Now, and that's very strange why the Balamoya mentions. And the Balamoya mentions that even an Abisrael Avri Zore with Yoyvar Yahweh, but if it's Mishadal Anoy Satsme, so it's not Yoyvar Yahweh. So it's not Yahweh. The Rai is from the Gemara of Rakhi with the Manike. But there it isn't that Israel and Zore, there is no special Israel. So obviously, the Baramoya will not say such a thing that Amrit Niveh is Israel and Zore at all. It's the same with Niveh. Whether one is an accomplice in the Aver of Chil Shabbos by another Jew, or the Aver of Neveh by another Jew, or the Aver of Amrit Zore by another Jew. So, obviously, Baramoya Shita is that there is a special Isser. There is a special Isser. There is a special Isser of helping and accommodating a person, whether he's a Jew or he's a Goy. Being without his own. A special Isser. Now, there is a special Isser with Yishoma Opichon. So in other words, so if a Yisrael is gearing that even if it's Chovim, not a Jew, but even if it's Chovim, should be made a Abrizore and should be Mikabel Abrizore Belaha, so the Yisrael is Eivir on the love of the Yishom Alpeh. This is special. Some Rishonim say, the Ritva, I think in Abrizore says, it's an Asmachte. It's only Yisrael Rabbonon, but some men of Hashem say it's an Yisrael Raya, it's not an Asmach. So, according to the Ramban, this special Yisrael of Yishom Al-Picho applies only to a case when Yisrael is gearing that another person, even if it's Chovim, should be made a Yisrael. But where Yisrael is gearing that another person should be able to Yisrael without giving gratitude and homage to Yisrael, then the Yisrael is not Eiver on the Yishom HaOpicho. But apparently, according to Balamoyer, so it's not only the love of the Yishom HaOpicho does not imply only that the Yisrael is not allowed to be Geirim and if it's Chovim, he should be Mikabel and Abed Zorel Elaha. But if the Yisrael is Geirim and if it's Chovim, that he should be Eiver Abed Zorel, he is Eiver the love of the Yishom HaOpicho. So melee, so it's a special love that is peculiar to Abizore. So melee, it can be considered as Abizrael Abizore, and still the Gemara says that Hanikwaki is the Minike. So Ishore, so it's Yagel of Yorek, so it's a Raye, that even by Abizore, Abizrael Abizore, so that is Yoyva Yahweh, but if the Anos is Mishavu Anos Atzmei, it's not Yoyva Yahweh. Alright, now. Oh, she says, V'chei nami kvaki v'dominiki, di avali di pauchevu v'nuri, shehu beis abizore, shorol Anos Atzmei, v'apiu v'shas Hashma, hilkach, noch nisname di koron tzorei, v'al Yisroel l'avere, l'Anos Atzmei, v'yadir v'al Yoyek, Vahilkach, Nochris Name, and Nochris, so that the Ramban also says, Yisroel, Akum Havuah Bas Yisroel Pnuyo, definitely does not involve an Israel Arayis. Akum Havuah Bas Yisroel is Yeshish, so the Machleke between Rabbetam and Adrashim. But Akum Havuah Bas Yisroel Pnuyo is an Aveir of Shoraveiros. It's not an Aveir of Arayis. She's not an Elbow. But the Ramban, the Ramah, I mean many Rishonim say that Yisroel Abo al Akum. So they are even in the Vetzikhovin is a Pnuy. So it does involve an Yisrael Arayas. And if it wouldn't involve an Yisrael Arayas when the Vetzikhovin is a Pnuy, so it wouldn't involve an Yisrael Arayas even if the Vetzikhovin is an Ishishish, because the Nishis Lakum. There is an Yisrael, but it's not the Ishis of the Dushi. So, which kind of ishishish is also a mitzadarayas? That's only an ishishish al dikdush, but an ishishish that is not grounded in where the key and ishish is not grounded in the dushim, so that doesn't involve an mitzadarayas. But many rishonim say that even Yisroel Abo al was chovim pnuyo, so it involves an mitzadarayas, and the Baramoya Shite is also like that. That Yisroel Abo al was chovim, whether she's an Ishishish or a Pnuyo, or Ishishish or a Pnuyo, even if it's Bitzino. So one could say that only Bifaresias, so it's Canoin Pagan Bay, so it has a Dino Barayas. But Bitzino, there is no Canoin Pagan Bay, so there is no Israel of Arayas. So the Amoya Shite appears that Yisroel Abu al Akum al Anochris, even Bitzino, so it involves an Israel of Arayas, and it involves, and there is a din of Yor Moyaver, and the Ramban Shita is also like that. Why? So Bishleime Bifares healing a song in soil, so there is Hanoim. And there is a few correspondingly Akabore, but Bitzine, there is no Hanoim Bay. Now the Ram, the Chidush Aram in Sanhedrin, has two Ishenes. Now Hanoim Bay only applies to Abu al-Rizkhovim Bifaresi. But Abu al-Rizkhovim Bitsine, there is certainly no Kanoim Bebe. So, how about the Chiyuv Koras of the Kabbalah, the Pasuk Malachi? So, whether that applies even to Bo al-Anochris Bitsine, or even the Chiyuv Koras applies only to Bo al-Anochris Bifaresi, so the Ram, the Chidushi Aram, is an Ebner Esuli Shemes. But the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvah spells it out explicitly in the love of the Sishatman. So he says that even if someone is Boal Anochris Bitzine, so there is no Kanoim Pei, but the Chiyuv Koras Midele Kabole there is. And from the Rambam's Loshi it's Mashma that the Chiyuv Koras Midele Kabole has the same din like a real Chiyuv Koras. It's not just an Amish, but it's really a Chiyuv Koras. It's really a Chiyuv Koras. In other words, let's say a counter of Mechunya ben Akone, that Chayov Krisis, pater of Tashlum. So this Chiyuv Koras that is only Midele Kabbalah will also pater of Tashlum. I mean, there will be such a situation. It's a real Chiyuv Koras. And the Shittas HaRambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs appears like the Roshim in the Chidush HaRam that even Bitzine, there is a Chiyuv Koras. If there is a Chiyuv Koras in the case of Yisroel Abo al Rizkhovim, even Bitzine, so that means that Yisroel Abo al Akum is a Rayas, always a Rayas. So he's, and then the Balamoya Shita also. So he says, Hilkach Nochris Name, the Kohunzel in the Bar Yisroel, La Vere, La Mores Atzmeyu, Viyavim al Yorik, even though it involves Arayas Mamesh, because only Akum Abal Bas Yisroel doesn't involve Arayas. But Yisroel Abal Akum involves an Yisrael of Arayas, but if the Nochis, the Metzkechovim, will force the Jew, and they'll tell him that if you're not Mizane with me, so then I'll kill you. So then it doesn't have to be Meisa Nefesh himself. In other words, the way it was with Yisif HaTzadik, when Ishis Petifah forced him and threatened to kill him, so if he will not be Mizan with her, so Yisif HaTzadik was Meisa Nefesh himself. But according to Baal HaMoyer, in view of the fact that Ishis Petifah was Mishavenes Lanoras Atzmo, so Al-Pedini was not Mechuyev to be Meisa Nefesh himself. All right, that was before Matan Torah, but The opinion of Mesiras Nefesh, Sashai and Gemara, maybe it applies to Neach also. So, even if it had been after Matan Torah, so he wouldn't be Mechuyev to be Mesiras Nefesh himself. Why not? But it involves an Issa of Gil HaRayis, because Mishavim HaMesav. So that seems to be inconsistent with what Ramoya said before, that Anashor HaBeres, he doesn't have to be Mishnefesh himself because of the Chayben, but Avizor and Gil HaRayis, Ishchuzdomi, he does have to be Mishnefesh himself. Why? Because the Chayben doesn't apply. So if the Chayben doesn't apply, so even if Mishav HaMesav, so he should have, he should be mechuyev to Mishnefesh himself. So how is it? How is it that the Balamoyer himself says that if the Mishchavim forced a Jew to be baller, otherwise he'll be killed, so he doesn't have to be Mishnefesh himself? So that seems to be in conflict with what the Balamoyer said before. But this is what the Balamoyer said. So Hilkach Noch is namely consoling by Yisroel Avir and Esatzmu, the Yadav Al Yorei, ואפילו בפרסיה, ואפילו בשעת השמעת, ואף אגב יום הרוב, אין לי מסבר, שנקי שיהו מדעס, הנמיר לבי שתוקפו נוחים, ובו על הערבו, דוי אבי נס, עד שמחבי, לישתי, מיקורת, ותוקפו נוחים, ודופקו לערבו, אבל איך את לא אמרו, אבי אבל תארי, הו, מי הוא זה אחריתי? מי הוא זה אחריתי? ולא היא מדירובץ, דירוסון גם גמרו, אלא משמעתי דירוסון. וכבר בריר נה, כלנו עשה עצמי שלא הנה, אבל לא אל נשארתי. אבל המזור העצמי, אין ידי אבי דרע שביענו עשה עצמי, כדי שיהיו. Now, so here, Agavurche, he mentioned something, Ishite, in regard to the Gemara, the memory of Rove, in Yehomes Daf Nun Daled, of Elin Yisrael, of Shein Kishu Al Vedas. So, there we have the Machlekes Lashem, and the Ramoya here expresses the Shite that seems to be Mistaber. However, there is another Shmissar Hashem, which appears difficult, appears very strange. The Gemara says, Omar Rove, Einein Yisrael, Shein Kishu Al Vedas. So that's Gemara in Yehomes. So, the Gemara says, Einim is le'avo, l'vishen kishu al-oidat. So, some Rishenim say, the Magid Mishneh that mentions such a shiteh, and that's the shiteh of Baal Moyer, that in kishu al-oidat is only shayach if, let's say, the Chobim will be marbik, a Jew, upon an elbow, and they will not tell him, you have to be Baal al-oidat b'kishu, otherwise we'll kill him. They don't tell him anything, they don't threaten him to do anything. But forcefully, they are not became unlearned. And then he was miskashe, so he cannot set up the defense. He was anonymous. Because in Kisho with us, if he hadn't been misabel yotzene, so he wouldn't have happened. But suppose the Amos, the Akur, tells the Jew that if you will not be Boal Elbo Bikishu, so then we'll kill you, and in order to avoid being killed, so he's Miskashe, he's Boal Elbo Bikishu, So then we say it's an onus, assuming that in the three averas, where the Aloha is Yehorim or Yahweh, if Ovavu and Erak is Potel Bonch, because at that point too there is a Machlokes Hashem. But let's say, assuming like the Rambam, that even on the averas where the Aloha is Yehorim or Yahweh, but if Ovavu and Erak and onus he is, so the Mele, some Rishayim say that if the Akum will tell the Jew to be Boal Elvo Bikishu, and if he will not be Boal Elvo, then he will be killed. So of course he was Mechuyev to be Mesenevish himself, but he wasn't Mesenevish himself. So the Rambam says that if an Akum will tell Reuven to kill Shimon, otherwise he'll kill him, so he's Mechuyev to be Mesenevish himself, but if he wasn't Mesenevish himself, he will not be Chayev Mises Ritzeach, because he's still a nonus. So some shame. So here, so they say in this case too, if the Akum told Reuven that he should be Boal Elv Bekishu, otherwise he'll be killed. So he was Mechuyev to be Mesenevish himself, but if he wasn't Mesenevish himself, he's still a nonus. And some shame say no, he's not a nonus. He's not a nonus, because in Kishu only does. So that's a difficult shit. The Magid Mishneh, and that the Ramban in his Chiddushim HaNivomes Daf Nun Dalet mentions the 2 days, and the Magid Mishneh in Hilchos Issurei Bi'ah also mentions the 2 days. In Perek Aleph Hilchos Issurei Bi'ah Halachat Es Onus Potel Miklum Min Hamalkes U'Min Hakol V'in Tzorech Lema Min Hamiseh Shenema V'Lanaro Isase Dovo. במדור הם אמורים בשנן הסניבל, אבל הבעל אין לי אינס, שהם קישו אלו לדעס, ואישו שתחיל אז בירוסו באינס, וסייפו ברוצאים, פטורו מכלום, שמשהי שחיל לי ואו באינס, אין ביודו שאו איתי יוצא, שייצר אודום בטיבי, כיפי סוב יוצאס. So, קוצר ברעים זהו, יש אין איזשהו פוטר, כגן שהוא מסחב עם אישתי, נזכה של אישתי, ותוקפו זה יחס מן הרעייס, ויבוא זה יורר, אוי שדוף כן אקום עורר. So then, he is an honest. But if the אקום מועמד בקין, I'm an elbow, while he was not מקושי, and then he was מסקשי and bought, so then he's not an honest. So then the Magid Mishneh says, V'yesh mifosh, Shimon mu le'yakum mobi ala elvo, V'im laf sh'yalvo yisei, U'bo alelo mumes al yodo, V'fi she'in kishu alo l'das, V'ze das habein. Now, Teisves in Yivomes also says the same thing, that is high voice. So Teisves says, in Yivomes, that in Gimel on the base, in Yidis le'alvo she'in kishu alo l'das, אם הוא יפורש במיינים לא אופי הרגל, אם הוא יובי בעצמי על הערבו, ואם כן, אך אם יש כישה שלא לדעס, תיפוק לדעגו הרייס יורם על יעביר, כדום המפיר אינטנסירי, אלא הערב כשיתחובי מדביקים איזה על הערבו, ויאפשר לו לנשום את אמרי על מי שיורק, וכמרות אם יש לו איזה עצמי לורק. So Tesla says that if the Akum told in Israel that he should be born על הערבו בקישו, otherwise he'll be killed, and if he was Boal Elvo Bekishu, he's not an onus. So, why? Because it's Yehovah Yahweh. So Teisa Shite is contrary to the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam says that even on the Averis where it's Yehovah Yahweh, but if it's Ovavu and Erak, he still has a din of onus. So Teisa apparently agrees with the Shite of Arav Rabdovid and the Ramach, that since it's Yehovah Yahweh and he has clear options, so really doesn't even have a din of onus. So Teisa, you understand. But the Magid Mishneh mentions a day of Rishayim who agree with the Rambam Shite that on the three Averis that it's Yorim or Yaver, even if it's Ovavu in Erak, but anonymous he is. So let's say even on the Tziche, if the Anos told Reuven to kill Shimon, otherwise he'll be killed. And he killed Shimon, so he's Potter of Onsh, because he has a din of onus, even though he had the choice. But he still has a din of onus, since he did it because he wanted to avoid being killed. So mainly he has a din of onus. Still, he says The Magdish says that according to the Rambam, he was Medaika from the Rambam, Im Omru Lo Yakum, Lovi Ala Elvo, Vim Lav Shiyal, Yenu Eise, Ubo Aleo, Mumes Al Yodo, Vifi Shein Kishu Elo Lidas, Vize Das Abeinu, Avo Yeishem, Dichibu Shemach Maseimes, Yoav Adaita Vimiskasho, Apupota Bidini Odo, Apupota Bidini Odo. So the Balamoyer is like the second washing in the Magdishne, and that's why Lamoya says, the Alpha God, so he says, Hilkach noch is nam Alpha God, the Kongsal in the Barnus Oil Abbey and Lamoya Satsni, the Yabu Valyorik, the Apilu, the Pharisee, the Apilu, the Shasashma, the Alpha God, the Marobin, is the Alpha Shinkin Shion Midas, Hanan Mila Bishatok Fuo Nochim, while I have all the Abbey in this. It's Yahweh, Yahweh. Why? Because even Nahayas itself, if the Aros is Mishav, Lamer Satsmei, so then there is no Aloche of Yod Moyavik. So, the plain, the ordinary Pshat that is mentioned by many in the Lamoya is that the Lamoya Shite is that it's not that Arayas is not nitche b'pikuach nefesh. But just as pikuach nefesh is deiche shabbos, is deiche komisoi shabateiro, so pikuach nefesh is deiche the iser of arayis also, is deiche the iser of mesinof also. But by arayis, one is mechuyif to mesa nefesh because of kiddush Hashem. Ligabi shor averes, so there is a mitzvah of kiddush Hashem, only one is mifares. But ligabi arayis, even when it's not Bifares, there is a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So it's not because the Yisrael of Arayas is not Nitres B'Pikuach Nefesh. No, the Yisrael of Arayas is Nitres B'Pikuach Nefesh. But he is Mechuyev to be Mesa Nefesh himself because of Kiddush Hashem. So mainly, when is there a mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? That is only when he is Mishavim La'Bire. But when he is Mishavim La'Noes Atzmei, there is no mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. So then the question arises, so why did the Baramoya say that there is a loch of Yon Goyabe Rivman that the Azrai of the Arayis, when the Rai is from Maise Be'echot, Shenos Neino B'Isho Vomu Arefim, Eino Rifuo, Achi Tiboyole, so Amu Chachomim Yomus Val Tiboyole, so it's a raya that is yoy, tamidu for Arumo, yomus or tamidu for Arumo, but tamidu for Arumo did not involve the nitzah of Arayis Mamesh, only at this raya the Arayis, and still the Chachomim said that he has to be mislevish himself. So it's a raya, even at this raya, he has to be mislevish himself. So that is all right if we say that an Arayis, he has to be mislevish himself, even in case of Mishavu Anu Esatzme. But the Bamoya says that Nahayas Mamesh, if Inochris forced the Jew to be born, otherwise she'll kill him. So then he's not Mechuyev to Mesa Nefesh himself, because she's Mishavim Eslam Osatzmo. So why did the Gemara say over there, Yomus Valti Boyle? That's the Kashe that the Ramban raises against the Bamoya. So that's one Kashe against the Bamoya. But then there is another difficulty in that in Barmoy. So he says, Uchvo Barilne, Glanoa Satsni Sholeines, Afuel Vishal, even Glarayas Mamish, if Inochis will force the Jew, or an anxious Ish, a Israelis, a Marshas, will force a Jew to be born. So there, he doesn't have to be Mesa Nefesh himself, the Barmoy says. Abolavidus. Zora Atzmo, and the idea of the Derech Shein Biyano Es Atzmei, Kdei Shei Muta. Lefichoch Nira Liba, the Zora Atzmo, Le'ilom Yehoi Valyavi, Vichei Mishlich Edomi, אבל גם במחבי נוכל לנו עצמי, אם שום דרך לאילום שנימותה, דורתיים עם שום סבור את דמי חז, דמי חוז את דומה לדוח זו מקווי, ואין סבור איזה בכל עניין, אפילו כשמסחב עם הנוכל לנו עצמי, ובו מיום זה בלחוד, שם דין גילהרי יש למין אביזורי, ושבחזדומי. עושה לו עם הקיש נקש קומו, שזה עושה לנו עצמו, וזה מותה לנו עצמו. So the Bahamu says, that we got the Arayas, even Arayas itself. If, let's say, a Nochris will force a Jew to be born, or an Ishishish, Yisraelis, a Mashas, will force a Jew to be born, or he doesn't have to be Mishanefesh himself. Why? Because she is Mishabenes Lanu Esatzmo. The Elvo is Mishabenes Lanu Esatzmo. So there is no Din of Yoy Vayabe. Then he says, but we got the Abizore, so only the Abizrai the Abizore. The Abizrai the Abizore. So it's Yabe Val Yorek, if the Akum is Mishabla no Esatzme, like Rakim the Menike. Mashiach in Abizore itself, it's always Yoy Vayabe, even though it's Mishabla no Esatzme. The motion of the Balamoyer is, he doesn't know of any situation where it would be mutter for a person to be able to be Yisrael of Abizore itself, kishe mischav lano esatzmo. So the Ramban asks, what do you mean? Because we can't visualize a situation of Abizore where is mischav lano esatzmo. Because if the Anos forces the Jew to bow to the idols, he's not mischav lano esatzmo, so he's mischav lano esatzmo. Why can't we visualize the case of Haman? Haman wanted to force every Jew, Mordechai, every Jew, to bow to him. And Haman was not mischavim l'avirei. It's only to inflate his own ego for covet in order to have glory. So that's why he forced the Jews in Shushan to bow down to him. So that's an example of Abizore itself, mischav lanu esatzmei. So the Baboya says, that by the Zohar itself, even if the Anos is Nishav Lanu Esatzme, it's still Yod Yahweh. But Arayas is Yahweh Yahweh. And Shvichas Domim, it's always Yod Yahweh. So it gives a very good reason as to why by Shvichas Domim, it's always Yod Yahweh. Even if the Anos is Nishav Lanu Esatzme, because the reason as to why it's Yod Yahweh by Shvichas Domim is because of the sword of my Chosis. So what does it mean? Shvichdomim is Yod Yahweh not because of Kiddush Hashem, but because the Yisrael Tzicha is not Litres Mitli Pekuach Nefesh, because the Pekuach Nefesh of the other fellow is as precious as the Pekuach Nefesh, as his Pekuach Nefesh. So the male sins, Pekuach Nefesh is Nadech and Yisrael Tzicha, so it's not Shayach to distinguish between Mishav Lavirei and Mishav Lavirei. It's more a pshute. But then, the question arises, but Moneshach, if vis-a-vis Abinizor, I'm sorry, if vis-a-vis Shechazomi, so it's Yod Yahweh, even if the Anos is Mishav Lanu Esatzme, and that's Dovah Poshut, so in Mele, we should say, it follows only logically, that Arayas, which is deduced through a Hekesh from Shechazomi, should also involve a chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh in every situation, even in the situation where the Anos is Mischav Lanu Esatzme. So he says, no, by Shvichas Domim that is based upon the Svore, so there is a din of Yod Yahweh, even if he is Mischav Lanu Esatzme. By Abizore, where we could Mitzad HaSvore say, that with the case where it's Mishav Lanu Esatzme, there is no chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh. So he says, Chayov Arayes, so then it's Yavav Al Yorei, as long as Anos is Mishav Lanu Esatzme. That is very strange. So, to say that Arayas is not Mechuyev to Mishav Lanu Esatzme himself in the case of Mishav Lanu Esatzme, and Abizore, we can visualize such a situation, but in such a situation, The Baal Goyim is made there that he has to be Mizrahish himself. So Baal Gizore, yes. And by Shvichus Domim, yes. And the Ayis, which is deduced from Shvichus Domim, he doesn't have to be Mizrahish himself. And Baal Gizore that is not deduced from Shvichus Domim, he has to be Mizrahish himself. That's very strange. Monifshah. If the Shite of the Baal Goyim is the way many explain the Baal Goyim, and that is probably the Shita of the Biri, that insofar as the Innes of Pikuach Nefesh is concerned, so the Innes of Pikuach Nefesh is capable of being the Yichad Yisar of Ayitz. So then the question of Ayitz is, Monefshech, if the Innes of Pikuach Nefesh can be the Yichad Yisar of Ayitz also, and it's only Mitzakil Shashem that is Mechuyev to Mizanevich himself. So we should say with Abba Mizor the same thing. And the Miri says the same thing with Abba Mizor. But the Baal Moyer says with Abba Mizor himself. So then if we dance in Mishalvan and Satsme, so he has to be Mizanevich himself. Why? Because Abba Mizor is not literate in Tlegrach Nevich. And so Mary is Mishalvan and Satsme, so he has to be Mizanevich himself. Shvichus Domim, if he's Mishamal Yisrael, because the Yitzhak of Shvichus Domim is not literally Mikach Nefesh. And the Arayas is deduced from Shvichus Domim. But by Arayas he says that it is, that it's Mutal Ave. It's Mutal Ave. Pikach Nefesh is the Yitzhak. So Monefshah, if Pikach Nefesh is the Yitzhak of Yitzhak of Arayas, and the Mechayim is only Kiddush Hashem, so the same thing should be true of Abdi Zore. No, Abdi Zore, he says it's something else. And furthermore, Arayis, if the Baal Moya said that by Abdi Zore Mishavlanu Esadis made, so is Yavav al Yorik, and Arayis is Yorik by Yavav, then it would be understandable. Because we could say, Arayis, so the Din of Miseras Nefesh is based upon a Yofus et Am Shvichus Domim. And by Shvichus Domim, the Aloch is that Pikuach Nefesh is not Deichet Miser Yitzirche, so in Meile, the same thing should be true of Arayis, that Pikuach Nefesh should not be Deichet Miser Arayis. Mashenkin Am Rezore, that is a separate Roshi. It has nothing to do with the reason as to why by Shvichus Domim it's Yod Vayavi. So there we could say that Pikuach Nefesh is Deichet Miser of Am Rezore. Rabbi Shmuel says so. Rabbi Shmuel says, that an Avizor Bitzine, so it's Yahweh Valiore. So you could say, even according to Rabbi Elzer, that it's Yahweh Valiore, so it's Mitzatir Shashem, but not because the Yisrael of Avizor is not literate in Kachnevish. But the Baal Moya says, Ligabi Avizor, so he has to be Mitzatir himself, Avizor himself. Even Mishra Valiore Satsme, only the Avizrael of Avizor, he doesn't have to be Mitzatir himself. But Avizor itself, he has to be Mizrahish himself when his Mishamah Lesatz made. And that, but the Arayis that is deduced from Shvichus Domim, so he should more readily be analogous to Shvichus Domim than Avizor. So the Arayis Mishamah Lesatz made, so he's not Yahweh Vayavi. So that's very difficult. Now let's proceed with the Baal Moya. What he says. ויהוד יום הרוב והיינוך ידום לנסוי את פילה ספסטי בשעת השמע והותרס יעסקינו די שלוי בשעת השמע ובצינה אף הוא מיקטה ומיש לבינה ריאה לו על יורד ועוד מקשיר לגמור אבו אסתר גילה הרי יסעבי ועוד לא מקשיר לגמור one word is missing here ועוד לא מקשיר לגמור אבו אסתר גילה הרי יסעבי וגמור אסתר שיז בו אסתר פרס יעבי לגמור אקוד אבסק פסטרונג הקשה בו אסתר גילה הרי יסעבי. So Elokim shall nichter et Roshi will kochel in Mordechai will be bas. Because not everybody agrees with that Roshi of the kochel Mordechai will be bas, that Mordechai was married, that Esther was married to Mordechai. So there are some Amaroi who held that Esther was not even married to Mordechai. So she was a Jew, so he didn't, according to these Amaroi, he didn't involve the Israel of Yishish, so that's why the Gemara asked. But Shor HaVeres he did involve and it was Faresie. And if you say that be Faresie in my Shor HaVeres, there is Mishras Nefesh. So Esther was Mechieves, should have been Mechieves in Mishras Nefesh herself. Ve'edish Rimal, then he mentions Rav Netam Shite. The rebellious, we know him. Lagos Atzmon, Enshom is as best. Apopisha is a shish. The Israel will be on. We should more how we are sure in the Pharisee. ושינוי את הבית ברוב האלוי ישנאי את הבית ובפליג לדברי ואם תמצאים לפליג זאת אומרת, את פרס דבר מה יעשה את הבית ברוב ענת חלק מה לא לחודר ומה לא לחודר ולא יפליג בודן יעשה את זה אם תמצא לאימא ואיזה מחלקת בשם עם הבית ואת הבית ברוב אחרי בגמור הסיכה שאסת הפרסיה ושישוד את בי מחויב אסת ומחנפש עצרו So Abaye says Esther was not misnefesh herself because she was a kakeilom. Rabbi says Esther was not misnefesh herself because of another snake. So the question is Rabbi chilik on Abaye or he mentions an additional reason? Is Abaye chilik on Rabbi or he mentions an additional reason? So some Rishonim say they're not chilik. Maro machodev lo yipligei. And some Rishonim say there is a machlokes. So the Rabbuya first says. Is not a way of the brigade. We intend to him a brigade that there is a machlake. Be nochis. If he nochis forced the Jew to be boiled, he now will be sure of us his soil. She also as his soil are veiled. She will in the carcaelo. We fish in case she will be das. We saw the name of our bayoser. Uri robe shore. We call mocking. Kaimon kirobe. The whole Anuas Atzmon Nishon. So Mele, since we pass like Rove, and Rove gives the terrors of Anuas Atzmon Nishon, so that applies even to Arayis Mamesh, to Arayis Mamesh, so Mele, the same thing would be true to the man too. If an Eishishish Rishon would force a Jew to be boiled, or a Nochas, whether a Pnuy or a Mishish, so she's always an Alba, regarding Israel, would force a Jew to be boiled, so then, so if it would be Mishavim Alois Atzmei, so then he would not be Mechuyah to Mishavim Alois, because we pass like her. He came along Kirobe, the whole Alois Atzmei shot. ודאברינו נפנה רב רוסו יורי בר יביר, הנה מילה דקרנצו ליחידים באביר, אבל איך הדאנצו להיו לבידי, לנסע עצמנו, ויעביר ויעביר בר יביר, ורדחם משפטה זל כוסה בפרשת ואירו, וחדינו לזה, וכל הנסע עצמן שוט. So he says that the Shiltes agrees with Ishite. Now, how does the Shiltes agree with Ishite? When he looks through the Shiltes, so it appears that he does not agree with Ishite. Because, one second. The Shiltes, the Roshan of the Shiltes is, so the Shiltes in Parashat Ve'eho, so he mentions the whole Roshan of the Gemara, Ela Arei Zeh, V'chimah Lomad Memoritzeach Ma'ato Arei Zeh, Bo Lilamin, Yim Tzolomim, Ma'kish Ritzeach Binaro Meroso, Manaro Meroso Nitno Atzilo Binafshe, אף רציח ניתנו עצירו בנפשי. מה כשנר אמרוסו הוא רציח? כלומר, רציח יורי בו יבר, אב נר אמרוסו יורי בו יבר. ורציח נורון, מההוד אוסו לקמי דרובה. אומר לי, מורה דרוי, he said to רובה, that my master, the mayor of the city, told me, he could count me with one ימותה, if you kill this person, fine. וילאב קטיל הלוך, if you don't kill that person, I kill you. אומר לי, מה יכול להיות דומה לדוח של מקטבי? דיום מדומה דהוג אבא של מקטבי? So that means that Shukhazdome is Yod Vayavi. Vigilarayis Nami, Kim di Kopogim Lo, Havle Kidikatle, Avri, the woman, Loi Michaime Limim Sanaf Shel Victor, Elo Kishor Avere Shebeteiro, Do Esther Limus Sanaf Shel Victor. Esther Nashbukar, he says that the Shilte, the Balamoya says, that the Shilte agrees with Ishite. What is Ishite? If the Baal Moya said that the woman is not Mechuyeves to be Misa Nefesh herself, in case where the Anus is Mischam Anus Atzmei, and then he would mention the Shultes, we could understand the Ziyua from the Shultes. But the Baal Moya says that even if Enochris forces the men to be born. Or an Eshishish Israelis in Marshas forces a Jew to be born. Otherwise she'll kill him. So he doesn't have to be Mason Erich himself. So the Balamoya doesn't apply this concept of Mishavla no Esatzme that Yabaval Yorik Ligabe Yenishon. He applies it Ligabe men too. And the Shilte says, Avon I lo yichayvo yimson afshal iktolo. Elo kishor avir shebeteiro. Do estel yimson afshal iktolo. So what kind of isiyuha is it? From the Shiltes to Yishite, the Shiltes mentions it in connection with the obligation of the woman. So the Shiltes says, if the woman is forced to be mizaneh with the man, so then, as long as the man, the hanos, is mischavla no es atzmo, let's say in Yishishish Yisroel, is forced by a man to be mizaneh with him, so otherwise she'll be killed. So the Shilta says she is not Mechuyemes, and the man she's asking. But the Balamoya applies it even to the man. So how can he mention the Shiltas as a siyua to Ishite? But if we'll take notice of the Nitziv's pshat in the Shiltas, so then we'll be able to understand the Balamoya, and then it will turn out that the Balamoya Shite is not the shite that is attributed to the Balamoya. But it's an altogether different shite. And then we'll be able to answer all the stiras in the Balamoya. Because we saw a number of stiras in the Balamoya. On one hand, the Balamoya says that Anshor Averes, he doesn't have to be miserable himself because of these Razakos of the Chayim. The implication being that the Chayim doesn't apply to Adrizor Glarais. And then, the Balamoya himself said that in the Abizrayo Faraye, so he has to be Misanevish himself. And he mentions the Gemore of Tomus, Valt Tamil for Varumo, Yomus, Valt Satorim Achille Ageda. So it's much of the Balamoya, it's not a special Takoni. Relative to Ishishish, it's not a special Takoni. But Mikradin, he is Mechuyev to be Misanevish himself for Abizrayo Faraye. Even though there too is Mishavla no es atzmo. So we see from that Balamoya, from that portion of the Balamoya, that by Arayes, so is Mechuyev Mishanefesh himself, even for the Abizrai of the Arayes, and even if Mishavla no es atzmo. And then he says that where an Eishishish Israelis, Rishon, forces a Jew to be born, in view of the fact that she is Mishaben is Lagos Hatzmo, so it's Yavaron Yorik. But in respect to Abizore, if it involves Abizrael Abizore, so then Mishaben is Hatzme is Yavaron Yorik. But if it involves Abizore itself, he doesn't see any heter by Abizore itself. So the Rabban asks, why? There is no, we can visualize the situation of Mishaben is Hatzme. We certainly can visualize. The case it was with Mordechai and Haman. So there it was Mishavim, Haman was Mishavim and was Atzmei. So why doesn't Balamoya say that in that case, one is not Mechuyev to the Mishanefesh himself, Mordechai acted with Nimishav Sadin? No, but Balamoya says that by Abizor itself, even if Danos is Mishavim and was Atzmei, he's still Mechuyev to the Mishanefesh himself. Mechuyev to the Mishanefesh himself. But Arayes, even though Arayes is deduced from Shevardomim, and by Shevardomim, admittedly, so it's Yoyma Yaver, even in the case of Mishavla no es atzme, but Arayes, which is deduced from Shevardomim, is Yavav al Yorek in Mishavla no es atzme. And Arizore that is not deduced from Shevardomim, that has an independent Mokeir, because Mechol Nav Shecho, so there, Ligabi Abizore, the Balamoya says, even if the Anus is Mishavla no es atzme, it's Yor Yahweh. So, it's very confusing. So what is the Shita Balamoya? Now, the Nitzin points out that the Shiltes has it, his own unique Shita. As a matter of fact, the Chidush Aran in Sanhedrin mentions 2 days. He raises the question, suppose the Anus, one of the Arayas of the Torah is Bo'aloi Alabehim. There is a Chiyuv Skila in Koretz. It's alive. So the Chiddush HaRan raises the question, suppose the Amos forces the Jew to be Bo'al HaBehem, otherwise he'll be killed. So there are two machines in the Chiddush HaRan as to whether a Jew has to be Misenefesh himself for the Avera of Bo'al HaBehem, of Bo'al HaBehem. So one machine is not, because only if the Amos forces the Jew to be Bo'al HaShishish, or Allah Zohar. So there is a gam calling, I mean, by Zohar, so there is no gam, but there is calling. So we should gam the door. So there is a hue of being misanefesh himself. And even if the Amos forces the Jew to be born Allah Zohar, to have a homosexual relationship with a man, so there, according to all Rishim, so there is a hue of misanefesh. But if the Amos forces the Jew to be Baal Behemo, so there is no Pgam, so then there is, it's like Chil Shabbos. And he doesn't have to be Mesonavish himself. That's one Moshe in the Chil Shabbos. Then the Ran himself says, that even if the Amos forces the Jew to be Baal Behemo, even though there is no Pgam and calling, so if there is still a Chil of Mesonavish, because Baal Behemo is one of the arayas of the Torah. In other words, it's your horik, it's your horik. So the Yitzif says the washing of the shoulders in Parashat Behemo is as follows: Vidyu arayas nami kivin di kopogim lo havelay kidikap. So the Yitzif says the shoulders has his own unique shot. Bol lami vinim tzolomi, ki yashir yokum isha oreyu tzoche, kein hadobar hazeh. So, makish naram roso l'retziche. So what does it mean, makish naram roso l'retziche? The just is by retziche. So it's yoy wa yaveh, so naram roso, it's also yoy wa yaveh. So the shukes pshat in the gemara is as follows. Not that the Iser of Arayas is not Nitren Pekach Nefesh. The Iser of Arayas as such can be Nitren Pekach Nefesh. Mimele, if the Amos forces a Jew to be Baal HaBehemo, it's an Iser of Arayas. But it's Yavol HaYoik. It's not any more Chomor than Chil Shabbos. So just as Pekach Nefesh is Deicher, the Iser of Locher of Shabbos, Pekach Nefesh is Deicher, the Iser of Baal Behemoth. But the Pasuk deals with someone who is Mi'anis in Aram Rosso. So the Pshutish Omiko, this is the Pshat in the Droshe. Kasher Yokum Nishal Reinu Tzoche, Kein Hadom Razet. In other words, that the Avere of being Mi'anis in Ervo is as Chomo as killing the human being. So the melee, so we have the Alfuse, just as on the Avere of Shlichus Domim, Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Avere of Shlichus Domim, the Yisar Yitzichhe, so Pikach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Avere of Pgam Arayis. So even Mi'ami Sizocho, there is no Pgam, but there is calling. So the calling is also like Pgam. So it's only the Gilarayas Name, Kindiko Pogimlo, Havli Kitikat. So Mele, the Nitziv says, according to the Shiltes, many Rishonim say that when an Ishishish Yisrael is forced by a Nakam that to submit to him, if not, she will be killed, so she doesn't have to be misanefesh herself because she's Kaveh. But according to the Shiltes, she doesn't have to be misanefesh herself either. But not because she is kake. But since the whole aloche, that arayas in zukash to ritziche is not that the iser arayas as such is analogous to ritziche in respect to miseras nefesh. Only the being mi'amis and elbow, because of the b'gam that he causes, the b'gam and the koin, he causes to the elbow. So that is analogous to Yitzchak. So in other words, the Torah says, so we can be matzil, we have to be matzil, even be nafish already. So in other words, we have to be matzil, the naram ros of Palmet Amis, of that gam, even be nafish already. And we learn out by Yitzchak too, so we have to kill. If it's necessary to kill the pursuer, so we have to kill the pursuer in order to save the life of the victim. So the drosha is that arayis kibli kopogimo havalei kmoi dekato. So only when there is a gam. So when is there a gam? If the akum forces the Jew to be poor and ishishish Israel. So then there is a gam, because he wants to be me'anis. He wants to be me'anis, the ishishish Israel. So me'anis, the me'anis, being me'anis in Elbo is analogous to killing a human being. So just as there is Miseras Nefesh, there is Yoy Vayavir, and killing a human being, there is Yoy Vayavir and raping an Elbo. Masha'inke, if the Akum, so forces the Ishishish Israel, and he tells her, if you fight back, then I'll kill you. So she is not the Gemes. She is the one that is being raped. She doesn't rape any elbow. So why should there be a year of Miseras Nefesh? So Mimele, the Balamoya Shike is just like the Shiltashi. And the one washing in the Chidush Aran Sanhedrin. So if an Ishishish Yisroel, a Mashas, will tell a Jew that he should be born the way Ishis Potiphar, you know, threatened Yetzir HaTzadik, if not, I'll kill you. So then there is no Yin of Miseras Nefesh, because he is the one, the Ishis Yisroel forces the Jew to be born out. So he cannot say that he should be Miseras Nefesh himself in order to keep her, to save her from being Nivka. She is the one who is forcing him to be Baalel. So can we say that the Avele of being of forcing an Elvo is analogous to Yitzchak, when she is the one who is forcing him to be Baalel? So there is no Gam of Baalel. But Eve and Akum will tell the Jew, you be Bo and the Ishes Yisroel. So in other words, so then she is forced, she is Nivgam. Ichaloyim Atzeino. So then there is the Pgam of Arayis, so then there is Miseras Nefesh. Now, the Balamoya Shike, it really involves two Shikis. One aloche of the Balamoya Shike is, he agrees with the Shite of the Shilkis, that the whole Zerasakosu of Hukashnara and also with the Tzeyach implies not that the Yisar Arayis as such per se is analogous to the Yisar Tzeyach. No, because the Yisar of Lovi Ala Behemo is Nitras Mikudach Nefesh. So it's not the Yisar Arayis per se is analogous to the Yisar Tzeyach. But whenever the Arayis, the Gila Arayis involves Gam and calling of the Elbo, so then it's analogous to Yisar Yitzchak. So Mimele, when is the Yisar Arayis not Nitrin Pidach Nefesh? Only in the case where there is Gam of the Elbo. The Gila Arayis Nami Kibli Kapogimbo, Havle Kibli Kotlo. But in the case where the Ishishis Yisroel, the Mashas, tells the Jew to be Boalel, otherwise she'll kill him. So then there is no Pgam. She is the one who is forcing him to be Boalel. So he's not Manus her, she's Manus him. So then, since he doesn't involve an Avere of forcing the Elmo, there is no Miseras Nefesh. So Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisar Arayis, if he doesn't involve an Ines of the Elmo. So then, Pikuach Nefesh is Deiche, the Yisar Arayis. That's one sheet. Then, since the Gemara is the Kasha, wo Esther Faresia. In other words, the Gemara assumed that Esther was not in the Shishish. In other words, the Gemara, the Makshim didn't agree with the Droshe of, Bas means bias. So in Mele, there was no, so the Gemara didn't ask from the point of view of the Arise. But the Gemara only asked from the point of view of Kiddush Hashem. And then the Gemara said, Rabbi give the Teretz. Hanu Asatz Moshameh. Now, and that Teretz of Rabbi Hanu Asatz Moshameh will be a Teretz, even according to Mandoma, that Esther was a Jewish. It will be a Teretz. Except that the Makshim himself, he held that Esther was not a Jewish. So he didn't have to ask for Esther to arise. But, when the Rabbi gives the Teretz, Anasat Mishame, so that is a Teretz, even according to Mandoma, that Esther was Lishishish. So the reason as to why she didn't have to be Lishanefesh herself, it was because Anasat Mishame. So in other words, so that Teretz of Anasat Mishame implies two outcomes. First of all, according to Mandoma, that Esther was an Ishishish, so then the question arises, Esther should have been Chuyeves to release an Efesh herself, because the Yisera Arayis the Yisera of Gila Arayis is not Yitran Pekach Nefesh, even if it had been Mefres. So the Teretz is, no, the Yisera of Arayis per se is Yitran Pekach Nefesh. And when is the Yisera Arayis not Yitres? If it involves the gum of them. Masha'inkin over there, when Ahasuerus was Mi'amis Esther, so Mimele, and Ahasuerus didn't ask any shyness whether he's allowed to do it, and as far as Esther was concerned, so it's not shyness to say, she certainly was not Mechuyeves to be Mesa Nefesh herself in order not to involve a pgam in herself. It's only when somebody else, when the bail is paid in the Nadeelbo. So then it's analogous to Ritziche. But when the Nivelis becomes Nivke by the bail who is an Akum and Anos, then it's not Shayach to say it's analogous to Ritziche. So the fact that it was Mishadel Anoes Atzmei means that so two aloches Rabbi gives. One is that in view of the fact that Esther was Ananuso and Ahasuerus forced her, so Esther submitting to Ahasuerus did not involve a pgam of Arayis. It was Ahasuerus who was paying her, not Esther. She was the one who was forced. So in Mele, there was no Miseras Nefesh because of the Aver of Gil Arayis. But then there's another Kashe. It was the Faresies of Kiddush Hashem. There should be Miseras Nefesh, like Shor Averes. So the answer is, where the Mechayim is Kiddush Hashem, there is no Chiyuv Miseras Nefesh if the Anos is Nishavel and Lesatzme. So now we can understand the Matbo Amoyashit. The Ramoya Shite is in Ochanan that Avrizore we have a special posik of Bechol Nafshecho, so that posik implies that the Chaybohem doesn't apply to the Yisrael Avrizore. The Chaybohem applies to only Solim Shabbateho, but not to the Yisrael Avrizore. The Yisrael Avrizore is not literally the Kukach Nefesh. So Mele, by Avizori itself, like the case of Homan and Mordechai. So one is Mechuyev to Pnei Sanefesh himself, even though Homan was Mishavah and Mesatzme. Why? Because Pnei Sanefesh is not there, the Yisrael of Avizori. But then, and insofar as Abisrael the Avizori is concerned, so then we cannot say, even the Rishayim who say that there is a principle of Abisrael that Yod Moyad Al Israel, But it doesn't mean that Abisraya Davidizore is based upon the same aloha as Abisore itself. Abisore itself, there is a chiyuv in Bris HaNefesh because the aloha of the Chaybem doesn't apply to Abisore. So Bukach Nefesh is not Deichel Yisrael Abisore. So, since Bukach Nefesh is not Deichel Yisrael Abisore, so even when the Anus is Mishav Manu Esatzme, so he has to be Bris HaNefesh Yisrael. Mashinkin of Israel Abizore, like in Israel Mazashero, that's not Abizore. So one shouldn't Pikuach Nefesh Deche the Iser of Lidomi Biotchum Nachirem, just as it is Deche the love of Lisasekom Loro, it certainly should be Deche the love of Lidomi Biotchum Nachirem, that's not Abizore. But in view of the fact that in Abizore itself, there is a Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh, because the Yisrael Abizore is not Yitran Pekach Nefesh. So Mele, by Abizrael Abizore, there is a Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh on the score of Kiddush Hashem. Of course, Mele by Abizore itself, there are two reasons as to why a Jew is Mechuyev to be Mesiras Nefesh himself for Abizore. First of all, because Pekach Nefesh is not Deiche, the Yisrael Abizore, the Chayven doesn't apply to Abizore, and even if there will be a situation where the Yisrael of Abizore will be Nitre, but there is a Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. By Shor Aveiros, so Kiddush Hashem is only Mechayev Mesiras Nefesh if it's before Hesye. Bashein Kei Abizore, so Kiddush Hashem is Mechayev Mitzino. So that means that on Abizore itself, there are two reasons as to why a Jew is Mechayev to be Mesiras Nefesh himself. One is because the Chayben doesn't apply to this Abizore, and even if we'll have a situation where Pikach Nefesh would be Deichet this Abizore, but it's a Kiddush Hashem, he'll be Mechayev. Now, if the Mechayev is only Kiddush Hashem, so then Mishab Lado Satsni, there is no Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem, when is there a Mechayev of Kiddush Hashem? Only when it's Mishab Lavire, not when it's Mishab Lado Satsni. So the Nafkemini is Ligabe Abisrael Abizor. So Abizor itself, so even Mishab Lano Esatzme has to be Mishab Lano himself. Not because of Kiddush Hashem, but because the Yisrael of Abizor is not Litram Pekach Nefesh. Mashenikin Abisrael Abizor, the whole Chiyuv of Mishab Nefesh for Abisrael Abizor is because of Kiddush Hashem. So Mele, if it's because of Kiddush Hashem, so Mele, he is mechuyev to, so he is only mechuyev when he is mischav lavire, not when he is mischav lavosatzim, not when he is mischav lavosatzim. But then, by arayis, so insofar as this of arayis is concerned, so it's not litre only when there is gam of an elbow. Mashenke, when the amos forces the elbow, so then the elbow is herself is not Yahweh's herself. So the Melee, there is no union of Yahweh. Yahweh is only on the Avele of being Yahweh's the Elbow. But the Elbow herself, who is forced by the Anus, she is not even that Avele of forcing an Elbow. So the Melee, the Yisrael of Arayis per se is not present in the Nefesh. Only the Anus of Arayis is not Nitrechad Nefesh. So the Melee doesn't apply to the Ish, and it doesn't apply to the Ish either in the case where the Elbow herself is the Marshas, who is Me'am is the man to be Boal El. Mashenke, if the Anus forces the Jew to be Boal on another Elbow, and the elbow upon whom he is born, so she is not Me'ami, she doesn't want it. She is being named somebody Jew. So then it's Yoro Yahweh on Mitzad Yisrael of Arayis. So that's why the Balamoyer says that even though we learn out a Hekesh from Arayis and Shuchazdomi, but it's not the same, because the Hekesh is only the anus of an elbow is like Shechazdomim, not the Yisrael Arayis without being Me'al is the elbow. So, with the Yisrael of Ayis, the Tzeno of the Elbow, is not an Aladisish of Adami. Only the Ayis, Bal Kocho of the Elbow, is an Aladisish of Adami. But not when it is, but Tzeno. Now, so the one Kasha that remains against the Balamoyeya, so why does he say that there is Yoy Voyabe, Ivmanda Bezhai Darais, and the Rai is from the Gemoy, of Yomus Valtamu from Barum, or Yomus Valtam, Satan Machera Gedea, Al Satan Machera Gedea, but here it's only a question of Abizrai. When it's a question of Abizrai, so then it's not the Yisrael of Abizrai Darais, who is secret of the Galisel, who is not equal to Kachlevesh. The Yisrael of the Sikhul Galiservo is not any more humble than the Yisrael of the Sasek of Loch. Even according to the Rambam, that it's a Droshe Mure, and it's the Pshidish of Mikron, there is Malkes. So Pikach Nefesh should be capable of being Deche, the Yisrael of this Galu, the Sikhul Galiservo. Pikach Nefesh is not Deche, the Yisrael of Arayas, but not the Yisrael of the Sikhul Galiservo. The answer is, as far as Abizrael Darais is concerned, so the Chiyuv of Mesiras Nefesh is why the Chachamim said Yomus Otamino from Haruvo, that's because of Kiddush Hashem. But, so then the question arises, if it's based upon Kiddush Hashem, so then, in the case of where is Mishavim and Asatzmei, so then, there should not be in the Chayuv of Kiddush Hashem. So, some Rishayim give the Teretz and the Malamoya, and they say, when do we say that there is no chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem, where is Mishavim and Chazatzmei, that's legabim in Amos and Akum. But when a Jew became addicted to a certain timing, and because of that he reached such a condition that there is no cure for him, unless he will be mizame with the elbow, or Kirumposo, or other Kirumba, Derech Taime, so then there is a meaning of Kiddush Hashem, even though it's Mishavla no Esatzmei. Because that Mishavla no Esatzmei is at the core of the whole problem. And so because of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, so there is a loche of Yomus, the Altibodi, the Yomus Valtamino from Varumo, in order to be Mikavis Hashem. In other words, that he should be deterred from addicting himself to such talents. Rishayim mentioned, so in other words, so that's why the Chachomim said, Yomus Valtibodi. All right.